At this time, I have a statement I would like to read personally as council president. This goes in regards to the numerous conversations and discussions that we've had around the borough regarding the lockbox ordinance. I would like to speak to the recent discussions held at our last council meeting, at the joint legislation safety committee meeting last Wednesday, and to various comments made at these meetings and on social media regarding ordinance 891 requiring key lock boxes. Discussion on this issue was initiated in early 2017 when the Columbia Borough Fire Department approached our safety committee to review measures that would improve the safety and welfare of not only our citizens, but also those who serve and protect. The safety committee deemed the benefit of the key locks boxes in promoting a safer and improved work environment for first responders important enough to move this topic onto the borough's legislation committee. Over a total of 8 months of research, public discussion, review, solicitor input, and recommendation, the legislation committee voted unanimously to forward the borough council a draft ordinance for consideration of adoption. Council passed that draft unanimously and then advertised for at least 30 days for public review and comment. Finally, borough council unanimously adopted and enacted the ordinance, and with the mayor's endorsement and myself, signed it into law on December 11, 2017. Included in the ordinance was provision to give the affected parties and businesses 1 year until December 2018 to purchase and install a system for and come into compliance with the new law. As it's been provided by two council by our solicitor, this legislation is a good law and should not require change for compliance. Similar legislation is in place in many other cities, boroughs, and municipalities. As is also well known by now, council received feedback from the public regarding this and entertained a meeting this past Wednesday to continue discussion with the public. At that meeting, many aspects were brought out, including the financial impact of business people, the value of Columbia's first responders, and the benefits of addressing their concerns, and a suggestion to consider allowing an opt-out of the ordinance. Columbia Borough Council takes its role with respect to the development of the legislation and all other tasks very seriously. During my 11 years of council, I cannot recall any legislation being passed on a whim without extensive research on the subject, consideration of what other municipalities are doing or not doing, and an exhaustive review of such legislation by our solicitor. As Barry just said, he appreciates the effort we put into these four ordinances that we're working on right now, many of which have been discussed for a year or longer. This has been proven out in this instance by the over a year and a half time that has passed since the initial discussion on the lockbox ordinance. Thus, the idea of revisiting a law that so much time and effort was put into suggests that the law that was passed was not done completely or properly. While I hear a lot of innuendo about this, there is not one topic or objection brought out at these meetings that was not considered previously, particularly the financial impact on businesses. But these and other concerns had to be and were balanced against the overall benefit of passing this requirement, which was done, talked to publicly, and passed unanimously by council. In addition, consideration of an opt-out provision for this is not an option I feel we should be pursuing. Remember, an ordinance is a law. To do so could certainly open a new round of discussion regarding many other ordinances to the borough, which are not necessarily popular, but which are providing the protections and desired changes being sought for the overall health and safety of our community. Council should be prepared to defend itself against this should an opt-out be considered. We all need to remember that from time to time, there will be legislation passed, not just locally, but at the state and federal levels, which impact us personally. But in the end, we need to look at the big picture and make decisions in the best interest of the community. That's my statement.